There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and NLT. And of course, today is Sunday, but there was quite a big event going on over the weekend.
I have a feeling you're putting that, you're kind of underplaying that, NLT, but it was certainly the event of the last 24 hours. There's been build up to this. It has been a global event. I think it's reasonable to say Ollie Barrett is in Windsor, or has been in Windsor, covering the marriage of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Ollie, nice to talk to you.
Hello, guys.
So, look, glorious day yesterday, Ollie. I know you were busy covering the royal wedding, but I have to just start with this. You were testing lines and testing your Bureau app, and I have to say, your rendition of God Save the Queen on Twitter was a marvellous thing.
Well, when I was asked to soundcheck, I thought I'd just rattle off a few lines of the national anthem. What I didn't know was that our tech team was recording it back in their control room. But so that's captured for posterity as well as the rest of the wedding.
It's captured like, not just posterity, it's captured our imagination here in Dubai, I have to tell you.
It's like Sainsbury's all over again, Ollie. So what was it like then in Windsor? Because you were there, we saw on television thousands of people turned up. What was the atmosphere like, first of all?
The atmosphere was rather wonderful, I have to say. The town of Windsor is very proud of the fact that the Queen spends so much time there, that it has all of these royal connections dating back centuries now. And so all of the people of Windsor were just completely involved in the celebration and the fact that their town was getting so much publicity around the world. But add to that all of the tens of thousands of people who descended on Windsor from not just all over the UK, but all over the world. And you know, what you have to remember, of course, is that anyone who's traveled to an event like this is kind of invested in what they're going to see. They are likely to be royal fans. And so everyone who was there was just positive about the event. They were really keen to try and grab a glimpse of the royal couple themselves. There was an amazing sort of spirit of camaraderie and community on the streets of Windsor. There were people camping out overnight for several days and nights beforehand, and it's not particularly warm during the night at this time of the year in the UK, so they had to be hardy souls to do that. And you would walk through the town and you would just see people striking up conversations with complete strangers from completely different parts of the globe. There were obviously a lot of Americans in town, not least because of the fact that Meghan Markle is American, but the Americans are pretty interested in the British royal family as a rule anyway. So it was a celebratory atmosphere. It was a party atmosphere. It was nice to be a part of, and it was just a very friendly, happy town to spend a couple of days in.
Ollie, it's a town I know quite well, Windsor. My mum and dad used to live quite close to that, used to go there quite a lot. It's a very pretty town. It's a very historic town. Eton is a walking distance away where the Prince went to school. It's somewhere he's obviously very happy with, very au fait with. And that was one of the things that I picked up on yesterday. I'm not a massive royal watcher. I have kind of a passing interest in the wedding, if I'm honest. But I did watch it and think it's a glorious day for it. And this is something that has been done so well. It was world class in so many aspects.
I think you're right. You know, Windsor performed at the very peak of its abilities. It is, as you say, a very good-looking town, and it is used to this type of event. But then this particular royal wedding was slightly different in the way it was handled. But everything about it ran like absolute clockwork, from the service itself to the build-up in the couple of days before, to the walkabout that Harry and William did on the night before the wedding, to the security arrangements in town. And by the way, they were extensive, as you can imagine, but not intrusive. You didn't feel a sort of intrusive policing and security presence, but you did very much feel that there was a visible and heavy security presence on the streets of Windsor. Everything ran like absolute clockwork. And I think Windsor, as a town, as people started leaving yesterday evening and heading back to wherever they'd come from, you could see that the people that were staying in town and that were from the town of Windsor and the surrounding areas were just pretty chuffed with how everything had turned out and pretty chuffed with that, given the global attention that was focused on the town. And you mentioned the weather there. I mean, I think the weather played a huge role in all of this. it was perfect because it wasn't too hot, but it was gloriously sunny, so that made Windsor look amazing in those pictures beamed around the globe. And I think that just added to the occasion and really improved the way that the pictures looked on the television for all those people watching around the world.
Yeah, Ollie, it was quite difficult to explain to people. Not all of England looks quite like Windsor.
Exactly.
People here, my friends here, think that's what England looks like. Unfortunately, Manchester looks very, very different. But Ollie, we normally talk to you on a Tuesday. And last Tuesday, I asked you, you know, are you going to give us an update about what she wore? What can you tell us?
Yes, well, her dress was, you know, I'm not the expert here, but her dress I've heard people describe as simple and classic. It was designed by Claire Waite Keller, who was born in Birmingham, so she's a British director, but she's now the artistic director of Givenchy. And crucially about this designer, Claire Waite Keller, she's the first female artistic director of Givenchy, which is clearly a nod from Meghan Markle, who has the cause of feminism very close to her heart and has promised to continue addressing that issue as she enters the royal family, but also a British designer too, despite the fact that she now works for a French fashion house. You know, everything about the wedding, from the fashion to the car that they left in the evening, the Jaguar, had a nod to Britishness and British origins and British skills and creativity. There was also a Stella McCartney dress that was worn by Meghan in the evening as well, again another British designer. That was central to the day, was that sense of Britishness. The royal family obviously want to push that as much as they can in any opportunity they have, and the royal wedding, a huge opportunity to get global attention for designers and car manufacturers, cake makers, bakers, whatever it may be. So that was central to the day. But yes, it was a simplistic, classic white dress. And as I say, the designer was Claire Waite Keller, who's at Givenchy, but is a Brit.
That's the royal wedding that was. Ollie Barrett, the all singing, all dancing Ollie Barrett. If you're sound checking, well, next, you never know, next time, I guarantee you will be watching here in Dubai. Ollie Barrett, lovely to talk
to. Guys.
All the best.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.